wife have three other children. In football, the Green Bay Packers' official Twitter account says quarterback Aaron Rodgers is likely out for the season after suffering a broken collarbone during yesterday's game against Minnesota. In Monday Night Football tonight, Indianapolis plays at Tennessee. Free agent quarterback Colin Kaepernick has filed a grievance against the NFL owners alleging collusion. The filing is demanding an arbitration hearing on the matter and accuses the NFL of having colluded to deprive Kaepernick of employment rights. And just a couple of hours ago, the University of Louisville made it official. Rick Pitino has been fired as head men's basketball coach for that university amid a fraud scandal. From the beautiful new studios in downtown Kirkwood, 590 The Fan, KFNS, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, hour two of the large morning show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Always Game Gary. Yay! No bar is too far. No wing sauce is too hot. Not for Gary. Gary is the man. He's nothing like Keith. Keith never wants to do anything. Why are we even talking about Keith? Always Game Gary is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the NFL action this year? Head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. Start a tab before Rams games this season. And if they lose, you get half off. That's good for food, drinks, and shots. The beautiful DB's ladies serve the full menu until 2 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday and Sundays till 7. Don't forget to take DB's free golf cart shuttles to and from the home Cardinal games. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the NFL.
At Hollywood Casino, luck is everywhere you look. From our hottest slots and games to our tasty dining options and live entertainment. So grab the crew and create your luck. It's the Cruise into Fall giveaway. Fridays and Saturdays through October, earn entries for a chance to win a cruise or $30,000 cash on September 30th or a new Dodge Challenger Hellcat on October 28th. Only at Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
If you want a clean, comfortable shave for less money, then the move is Harry's. I can speak firsthand to it. For decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. So Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who are fed up with getting ripped off, started Harry's to fix shaving. And what you get with Harry's is an ergonomic handle. It's a weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and a trimmer blade, rich lathering, shave gel, and a travel blade cover. You get all that from Harry's. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of the show, go to harrys.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's harrys.com, code INSIDESTL.
Want to be in a new home before the holidays? McBride & Son Homes has nearly 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in during their very big fall sale. Buy a new McBride & Son home in October and you'll receive $2,000 to $10,000 in cash for use at closing. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point in every part of town. So there's no reason to wait. Save thousands on inventory homes, plus get cash for use at closing during the very big fall sale this October only. Visit McBrideHomes.com. For details.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
Looking for a new pair of gator boots? How about lizard boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots!
Hey, Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
Do you want to know how the Home Loan Expert has become number one in customer service for the entire mortgage industry? We listen to our clients and we take care of them. At the Home Loan Expert office, we give you a lower rate, better loan with customer service that no one can match. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com.
From my heart and from my hand, why don't people understand my intention?
I like it. All right, good.
Who is this? I like
this
it.
This is Oingo Boingo singing the theme song to Weird Science.
I should have Oingo Boingo. I should have known that. I know all their songs.
Is that Meatloaf?
Perfect.
No, Dad, that's not Meatloaf. So here's the, what's the name of the song?
This is Weird Science.
Okay, and the reason, of course, is we don't have a theme for our guest because our guest has never been our guest before, but we've had the segment before. It's a tech segment. Jose used to do it at the other station, but he's at the other station. So, I have a folder that I've set up in my email, and it's a folder that's called Potential Segment Hosts. And there are about 40 people in there who all say, I should be your movie reviewer, I should be your tech segment host. One of the names in there belongs to this guy. Would you please, is it Harvell or Harvell?
Yes, Harvell. Just like Barbell. Only with an H.
You can't speak. I haven't introduced you yet. Harvell? Is this parts in secret?
Barbell. Okay.
Dan just said that.
One of the names in the folder is this guy. Would you please welcome? He's auditioning. So what we're going to do before I introduce him, well, I'll tell you after I introduce him. Say hello to Kevin Harvell.
Everybody. Hi, Kevin.
Hello,
hi,
Kevin.
I think it's Harvell.
Say hi to Patty.
Hi, Patty. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Good.
And if I were you, I wouldn't say hi to anybody else, but just her.
Sounds good.
Now, what we're going to do, I thought about maybe we do like The Voice. Tim and Limey and Patty and I turn our chairs around away from you, and then you start, and if you're any good, we hopefully turn our chairs back around.
Right.
And then I thought, that's funny to say that. But to do it wouldn't be that funny. So the funny part's over. So
it's radio, Frank.
Thank you.
Make it a challenge.
Now,
you know what would be funny if we had a gong in here and like somebody was really bad during one of their auditions. We just gonged them and just like right in the middle and the gong means
the morning show's bell.
You are a heartless. That is the cruelest, most horrible thing.
I know.
Right in front of them.
Right.
No, we're never going to do that. We don't treat people
right.
like that.
All right.
So Kevin Harvell. In the interest of complete disclosure, how long ago did you interview me? Was it 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
This is approximately 2015, I want to say.
That would be
It was not too long after the Londoff
outing. Oh, we have a bell.
Outing.
Oh, good.
There it is. Morning show bell.
So you had called and said, can I interview you? And I thought, why? Why would anybody want to do that? And we sat for like an hour and a half, mm-hmm. I guess. And you did a really good interview.
Well, thank you.
It was good because you didn't say anything. I did all the talking.
That's good.
Now, you contacted me and said, if you need a tech guy, that you're it. Why do you think you're the guy?
Well, I've focused on technology. I even started a couple different technology websites.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. That's better. And one of them was called the STL Tech Talk, so it's kind of a now ended website.
What happened to it?
I switched it over to Tech Informist. We switched from talking about St. Louis-focused technology and wanted to just be more broad in general to cover things like Apple, Google, Microsoft.
What do you do for a living?
What do I do for a living? My primary source of income now is being a caretaker for my special needs stepson.
Good for you.
Yeah. He's 26 years old. He's doing really good.
Does he live with you?
Yes. Yes, he does.
Can I ask what his condition is?
It's kind of like cerebral palsy.
Yeah.
And then a genetic partial trisomy 15-18. My wife will kill me if I get those numbers wrong, but that's okay.
I don't know what that means. 15-8, what do you mean?
It's the chromosomes 15 and 18. It's like they're translocated.
Okay.
And
he's had this since birth.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, he's one of the very few cases that are like documented in history.
Can I tell you the reason I ask real personal questions mm-hmm. about things like this is because I am so lucky in my life that I want to know everything I can know about people who have to deal with things like this. I'm not kidding. Because I told somebody this yesterday. I lead a charmed life. That doesn't mean that I've had money. I was very poor, but a lot of people were poor. But I have a fantastic life. And when I meet somebody who does what you do, it makes me feel guilty. It makes me feel like, how did he get that and I didn't get that? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like when soldiers go to war, how come that guy got killed and I came home? It's that kind of thing. Good for you.
Thank you.
I admire you for that because you don't have to do that.
Who's taking care of him while you're here?
Right now, we do have some other staff members that my wife is technically my boss.
Now, he is your what again? Your stepson?
Stepson, yes.
So you married a woman with this child.
Yeah, he was, let's see, that was 97. He was 6 at the time.
You know how special that makes you?
A few people have told me.
You're a pretty nice guy.
No, it does.
Very
it makes
impressive.
You extremely special.
Not looking for sympathy that. Points, but hey.
I know you're not. No, I know you're not. How long have you been married?
We have now been married for 15 years together.
I know that I know a guy who married, and Dan knows him too. He married a woman, and 2 months before they were married, she was diagnosed with MS. And he married her anyway. She can't feed herself. She can't bathe herself. Feeding tube, I think. Can't speak. Hadn't spoken for 10 years. Married her anyway. You people have a direct shot to heaven. There's like an express lane, like in the supermarket. You have a no, do not stop. You're going right to heaven. You know that.
It's like a fast pass at the amusement park.
You're getting it. I'm not kidding.
There you go.
I'm not kidding. Good for you.
Thank you.
Now, that doesn't mean you won't fail miserably here. One has nothing
to do with it. I might do good one part, maybe not the other.
We're still going to treat you just like we treat anybody else.
No pressure.
So let's start here. Let's start with anything you want to tell us that you think we might need to know. I will tell you, I downloaded the latest software upgrade on my iPhone, and every time I do it, I get mad because every time they put something in there I didn't want, and they change things that I liked.
They do it every iteration.
It's like the OS 11 or whatever it is.
Yep, iOS 11.
What do you think we should know that's coming up? I do want to get at the front of the line or as close as I can when the X phone, iPhone, comes out, but you can't pre-order till October 27th. I actually have set an alarm on my phone. I'm due for a new phone, and I'm going to wait and go all the way and do the X phone.
What time did you set that alarm for?
Well, it goes on, it's available like 12:01 on the 27th. So
that's 2 a.m. Central Time.
Yes, I set it for 10 a.m. because that's when I get up. I want it, but I don't want it that badly.
Right.
That I want to get up and order it at 12:01 in the morning, or 2:01 in the morning.
Right.
What else do we need to know?
All right, so if you're worried about the iPhone X, as you say that is what you're looking
for. I'm not worried about that phone.
Oh, you're not?
No, I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
I just hope
I can
get it.
Well, if you don't get up at that
2:00.
But
I can't see doing the 8 or the 7, because I have a 6 Plus, because
right.
I've heard there's just not that much difference between the 7 and the 6. Now, the 8... maybe, but why not just go all the way and get the X and I'm done for a while?
You might as well, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I've got a 7 Plus, and I really do enjoy it.
Ooh, 7 Plus.
Yeah. But yes, I would love to get my hands on an X, because that's just what I do. I love technology, and I think it's
great. Before we throw questions at you, by the way, if you want to ask Kevin a tech question, we'll see how much he knows about not just computers, but phones, TVs, that kind of thing. Here's that number again, 855. The more we talk about how bad it is, I think the more people remember it. 855-282-TALK. That's 855-282-8255. Tell us what you think we need to know before we ask you questions.
Well, I think one of the interesting things, the fact that your daughter lives in Overland Park, Kansas.
Right.
Now, how would you like to be able to travel or her travel here in about 23 minutes?
Oh, that would be great.
Mm-hmm. So Hyperloop One is a company that is working on technology too. It's kind of like those little bank tubes. Whenever you go through the drive through at a bank and put the money in the little canister and it shoots up through a tube.
Hang on a second. Patty, stop it. She's handing me notes. Here, will you have dinner with me? Stop, stop it. I mean, we're in the middle of a segment. Go ahead, Kevin. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Hyperloop. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, so Hyperloop One. And I don't know if any of you all have heard of Richard Branson from Virgin.
Yep.
He recently
Necker Island.
He recently invested in Hyperloop One, and now it's been rebranded as Virgin Hyperloop One. Mm. That's the new name of the company. And hopefully the state of Missouri and the communities of Kansas City and St. Louis can work together and bring this stretch, because they're looking for some test testing sections to start rolling this out. And I think it'd be great to be able to wake up in the morning, run over to Kansas City.
For lunch?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Come back.
Get some barbecue, come on back.
Now, is this, what are the limits? What limitations? Is St. Louis to Kansas City, or can they go to Hawaii in an hour and a half?
Well, that'll be really interesting to see if they can get that to go to
Let's
Hawaii.
Say I wanted to take Patty to Hawaii. Just hypothetical. Mm-hmm. Based on the 23 minutes to Overland Park, we'd be looking at, what, 2 hours or something?
It'd be a couple hours, because it runs at approximately 760 miles an hour. That's the speed they're wanting to get to when it's fully operational.
Beautiful. Now, is this whole thing, I'm guessing this is all going to be pressurized and everything, because the G-force would be incredible.
Yes.
Gee, we're already here.
And how many people will this thing hold?
They haven't determined yet.
First of all, Dan, this is never in our lifetime. We're not going to see this. We'll be long dead. When this thing is developed.
They're running test tracks in, I believe it's outside of Las Vegas. It's in Nevada. They're running tests now.
Okay,
so it's possible in the next so many years.
Okay.
Now, my biggest thought with this is, which is fascinating, because if it will, I mean, that'll open up transport like forever. But where exactly are they going to put said track? Are they going to go under the ground? Are they going to run along an already existing railway?
That's a good
or is
question.
It going to be along the highway? Like, I mean, you're talking about a Hyperloop sending something 700 miles an hour. It's going to have to be pretty a straight shot from here to there. You know, not too many turns. So where are you going to stick this giant tunnel?
It's going to be built. Hyperloop is working on it above ground, and Elon Musk from Tesla, SpaceX, etc. His is going to work underground because he's got a company now, bar the name, Boring. It's, you know, boring like tunneling, and it's going to be dug under the ground.
Somewhere we have Homer going, boring. It's in there somewhere. Hold on. See if you can find it. Hold on.
No pressure.
Hang on.
Boring.
Well, that's close.
That's our comment.
That's not Homer, but that's close.
It'll work.
All right.
So that would kind of help alleviate that. You would imagine they're going to work together, some underground, some above ground.
Okay. What else that we can sort of relate to, like right now? Anything?
All right. Well, you are a big video game fan. Anybody else in here, video game person?
Huge video game fan.
I used to be. And the industry ran off and left me because you need 8 hands to do all the stuff they do.
I don't play anymore. Controllers.
Yeah. I'm just addicted to gin.
Gin?
Mm-hmm. Like drink?
The drink?
No.
Because they have that next door after the show. We can take care of that.
But the Super Nintendo Classic, you know, Nintendo last year released that Nintendo Classic.
Right. Which was huge.
Mm-hmm. Very big. And the Super Nintendo Classic, Nintendo wised up, and they released a whole lot more. They upped production. They're actually available. If you pop in your local store, you might be able to just find one.
So Nintendo Classic comes in what form? You plug it in the HDMI cable?
Yes. It looks just like the little Super Nintendo Classic, little Nintendo Classic. Just plug it in your HDMI port on your TV, and away you go. This time, what's great is that it comes with 2 controllers.
Ah.
Again, they made up for the mistake last year.
Do they have Duck Hunt?
No, because
it's
the TV aspect. With Duck Hunt, you have to have the old CRT TVs.
I should check, see if you knew it. Old CRT, that's what
this
I was saying.
This is a nice test. I appreciate that.
Okay. Anything else?
Let's see. Well, there's another big story that came out today that you need to make sure that your mobile devices, your computers are up to date, and even your wireless routers. So for those of you with wireless networks at home, there's it's called a crack vulnerability, and it's K-R-A-C-K, not C-R, so. And what this does is it gets into the WPA2, and it's an interesting terminology. That means Wi-Fi protected access, too.
So we know that.
Right, everybody.
We all knew that.
Yeah,
you know that?
That's obvious.
I did
Tim,
not
you
know
knew
that,
didn't you?
I do know.
Patty, she's blonde. She didn't know that.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Whoa.
Okay.
So the thing with this is, until Microsoft has already released their update. Netgear, which is a manufacturer of wireless routers, they've already started releasing patches and updates for this.
I just bought one about 2 weeks ago, a Netgear router.
That's a good story.
Or wireless, but should I upgrade that already, or do you think it would already be?
We have an information to. There's a link that I can share out with people to get an idea of what Netgear routers and other equipment that has been upgraded.
Mm-hmm. But why do you need to upgrade if it's working okay?
Well, because there's security vulnerabilities in there. And with this one, they can steal passwords, banking information. So the big thing is, whenever you're browsing on the internet in the address bar where you type in, you know, google.com, for example, you can make sure that you have HTTPS at the beginning, because if you're not missing, if somebody is in there that has gotten into your home network or your business network, it will make that site, that connection, is not secure, and they can get your password, your username, etc.
Okay. You're a real relaxed sounding guy. Mm-hmm. You sound so not like no stress or.
Well, with the Tech Informus podcast that I host, me and my co-host Brad Whiteside, we are up to.
My co-host and I.
Yes.
Are up to,
oh, that's
Grandma.
Right. That's okay.
We're
up to.
This is the most professional show. I would have been a fine, Limey.
That would have been a fine.
Tomorrow's show, he'll get fine.
Okay. I've got quarters here in case you would have brought that.
No, you just sound.
We're up to 192 episodes, so I'm used to being behind a microphone.
Well, we're going to find out how you do. Tim had a question for you before we go to the phones. By the way, 855-282-TALK, 855-282-8255. What was your question?
Adobe Flash Player came out with a warning today saying that there's been a flaw in it. They're encouraging everyone to download a fix for it. And Kaspersky, apparently the software, the virus antivirus software, which I guess Best Buy is now yanking it out of stores because of the vulnerabilities of it, mm-hmm. and whatnot. What should people do that have Kaspersky? I mean, should they just completely wipe it off their computer? I mean, is it something where it needs to be changed immediately, or how harmful is the threat?
Well,
to just like average computer users like me who, you know, surf the internet and stuff.
I would definitely make sure, you know, one of the other. The previous tech segment guy, I definitely recommend Malwarebytes. That's a great. And Microsoft has its own security virus protection built in. I've never found that to not work for me. But then again, I may not browse websites that certain other people do browse and that lead people to get the viruses and stuff like that. Mm. What?
The Talican virus protector. Mm. What do you know about it?
Talican.
Talican, it's like a virus, like an antivirus thing.
I've never heard of that
one. I made it up.
Okay.
That was a test.
Well, hopefully I passed that.
And if
that
you
one.
Had said, well, I think it's fine, you'd be out the door. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing. Way to go. He passed a very important test.
That's a very thick door.
Like it is a thick door. Anybody else with a question before we take some calls? And we do have calls. Anyone with an issue, a technical?
I have a question.
Okay.
When you get a little note that says you need to update your software, whether it's on your phone or your computer, if you don't do it, is that a bad thing?
I recommend doing it because...
But sometimes it's a sales pitch, right?
It can be, yeah.
And it takes time.
It does, especially with Microsoft. Their updates do take a long time to install the Windows 10 updates. I completely understand. Definitely get them done the day before you need to actually use that computer, because sometimes it'll just randomly reboot and start updating and you're kind of out of luck.
I will check off a...
I can't say that.
Can
oh,
I?
Check
no.
off.
Yeah, I will, on my computer, I will go ahead and have it upgrade throughout the night, overnight. And then it...
Oh, that's a great idea.
Thing. Yeah.
Jesus, why isn't Dan doing the tech segment?
Yeah, why isn't Dan?
I don't know. That's just
clearly, he's got savvy.
Anybody else before we take a call?
I'm good.
All right. I know we have to break. I know that, Limey, but I'm going to take a couple of calls. I think Walter... is first. Walter, how are you? Say hi to our auditioning tech segment host, Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Walter.
AM and PM.
Thank you. And by the way, thank you for holding. I know you've been holding a long time. I appreciate that. What do you have for Kevin?
Okay. I changed jobs, so I got changed my email address on my cell phone. Successfully changed my Apple ID to my new email address. And I go to my exchange in settings, and I change it, and I watch it change right back to my old email address. I spent 4 hours at the Apple store last Monday and several hours with our IT department at work. And
whew, this is a big, tall order here.
Yeah, it is.
4 hours with Apple.
That's my least favorite place to go.
Really?
Yeah.
And I love going there. Oh, my goodness. What do you think, Kevin?
All right, so you use an Exchange server email address. I presume this is your work email address?
Correct.
It's probably something to do with a redirect. Have you talked to the IT support or anybody there at the place that you work at?
I have, and I have two ex-coworkers emails forwarded to me, so they bundled that together or whatever that is. So I get their emails. and then it's supposed to go to my new one. And so I'm getting my old one and two other old ones. So they got all that right, but it won't go to the new, it won't stay. So if I send my email, it's going to come from my old email address.
So it goes from your old email address?
Yes.
Okay.
Because as soon as you hit forward, you can see where you're sending it from, and that's past life.
And by the way, Kevin, if 4 hours with Apple and a bunch of time with his IT guy, they couldn't do it, it's okay for you to say, I have no clue.
Yeah, I would definitely. I think it has something to do with the settings, whoever is in control of the Exchange server there at his place of employment needs to go in and manually update that information.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
See?
They told me to go ahead and change it and add a new account, and I said, it told me I could not have two Exchange accounts. And I was just afraid to delete it because I'm not that smart. I could delete it, but I was afraid of losing it, and that's when I went to the Apple store so I could have somebody there to back me up, and, well, that's what happened there.
Yeah, because you're going to get your credentials from your IT people there at the place that you work at. I would probably just set up a little meeting with them, have them delete it, and then reset it up for you, just reconfigure it.
Okay.
That's the best he can do. I appreciate the call, Walter. Thank you.
Thank you.
Not only did I not know the answer, I had no idea what the question was. I didn't even know what he was asking you. I have no idea what he was asking you. That's how stupid I am.
You have your email on your phone. Right, you have frankopinion@yahoo.com.
Yeah, I have a Yahoo app.
So, okay.
And I hit that icon, and boom, there's my mail.
Hey, and I have a mail app on mine, and mine is, and I'm going to change my email address.
Why?
Because it has the old numbers.
Ah, okay, from the other place.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm going to change my
good
email
idea. Address. You want to take another call?
Yes.
Brent's been holding while. Brent, say hello to the auditioning tech segment host, Kevin. Brent?
Yeah, hi. Yeah, I'm right here.
Brent, you're there. Say hi to what in the world? Are you being hijacked? Is your car being carjacked right now by some guy with a real high voice?
You might say that. I've got my three boys in the car with me. We're out selling Cub Scout popcorn.
Oh, boy.
I thought maybe he was over there with Blind Bob.
No, good luck with that. What do you got for Kevin? What's your question?
Well, I'll tell you, it's not really a question, but I think there's a simple solution for the telephone number situation that involves using your cell phone. If you download the app, there's a button. You can just push the button in the app to call the station.
Perfect.
I didn't know that.
How about that?
I didn't know that.
Another simple solution. Right. Hey, back to your boys are Cub Scouts. Is one of your Cub Scouts your daughter? Because that seems now to be the thing that you're going to have Cub Scouts who are girls. And you said they're selling popcorn?
Yeah. Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts sell cookies, and the Boy Scouts sell popcorn. And we're the last couple of days of sales right now. We're going to go out into a couple more houses and see if they can't break $800.
I just bought a bag of caramel corn with nuts in
it. That's a good story.
From Cub Scouts out in front of a store the other day for $20.
That's a great story.
Is that correct?
Bunch of it. Most of that money is going to go right to scouting and help those kids go to camp and enjoy this.
And is this Cub Scouts or Boy Scouts? I'm sorry. Which one? Is it Cub Scouts?
You're selling Cub Scout popcorn now, but I have an older son who also sells Boy Scout popcorn, and he did a great job.
And is this something every year the Cub Scouts do? Yes. I didn't know they sold popcorn. Yeah, how come it doesn't get as much attention as the cookies for the Girl Scouts? How come we don't know that about popcorn? I didn't know it.
Because cookies.
Well, you know, listen, the Girl Scouts get all the press.
Well, good luck, and I hope you reach the goal and they win whatever the prize is, because I was a Cub Scout. I'm not kidding. Thank you. Thank you, Brent.
The caramel corn is really good that I have.
Yeah, I was a Cub Scout.
Mm-hmm. I was a Girl Scout.
Okay, then I was also a Boy Scout. Were you a Brownie and a Girl Scout?
I was a Brownie and a Girl Scout.
Do you have to be a Brownie to be a Girl Scout?
No, you can start any time.
But you just skip right to Girl Scouts.
Yeah, you're Brownies when you're in grade school, and then middle school you're Girl Scouts, and on to cadets.
Right. Limey wants me to break, but I don't want to. I want to talk.
I got kicked out of the Cub Scouts for eating too many Brownies.
Ooh. You know what? Sometimes kids are listening. Yep. You ever think about that?
Oh, yeah.
You ever think that Brownies might be listening in the car with their parents, just like Brent's kids were with him? Maybe you'd like to apologize to the parents of all Brownies.
Sorry, parents, for all Brownies.
He sounded like
a That wasn't Brownies. That was I'm talking about
that
the Brownies.
That didn't sound very sincere.
That was a fine.
I'm going to talk to Scott before we break. Scott, say hello to Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, I got a quick question for you about these about a browsers issue. And I've got it with two browsers. I've got Chrome and I've got Microsoft's, and My problem is I have ran Super Anti Spyware and ESET antivirus. I've cleaned up as best I could, which was everything that it could find. And then I went into the extensions of the browsers and cleaned those out, as well as going to, that's the extensions and so on where I cleaned that out. I still have this problem where periodically these little pop-up websites will pop up, opening up another browser, or another tab.
Certain websites do have that now, and this is on your computer,
right?
Correct?
And I know that this isn't a website doing it. It's just I could be just sitting there, and it'll pop up.
Look into your. This is PC or Mac?
PC.
Look in your ad remove programs and see if there's anything that shouldn't be there that you're not expecting
right.
to be there. Because sometimes
I did do that as well.
Because I've had it in the past where I've installed certain extensions onto, like, Chrome or Firefox, for example, and then it started causing that every time I would go to certain websites, it would start having these random pop-ups. And that's what I had
right.
to do. I had to uninstall something in my ad remove programs.
Right. Yeah, I'm very religious about that. And I know not. To, and I know whenever I do an Adobe update or something like that to check up, get the little checkbox out of there before I do the updates.
And you have ran Malwarebytes, correct?
You have run Malware. I'm just trying to help you.
That's a fine.
I'm like a teacher.
Another fine.
That's another fine. You're down like
50 cents now.
50 cents, yeah.
I have not ran Malwarebytes because I'm a fan of Super Anti Spyware over that, but
yeah.
Well, I can try running it too.
Yeah.
I prefer Super Anti Spyware, but I can try Malwarebytes. It's just, didn't they quit letting you use the free version?
No, you have to make sure that whenever you're installing it that you do select the, no, I do not want to try the premium version.
Okay.
It's just a box
right.
to uncheck.
Right. I'll give that a shot and see if that helps. Thank you.
Scott, great. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. All right, there goes Scott. We're going to take a break. Normally, this is as long as this segment goes, but if Steve and Adam want to keep holding, we'll come back, take them, and then we'll show you the door.
How's Sounds that? Like a plan.
You're so relaxed, you're almost making me relaxed, and I don't get relaxed. I'm not kidding. This guy is just, well, so it's almost like NPR. You know that skit they do on SNL?
Yeah.
They used to, those two chicks, they used to do the NPR thing. It's kind of like that almost. That's not a bad thing.
No, he's got a good voice.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Easy, Patty. Easy.
Let's take a break. And
she's already asking to come home with her.
I have the honor of speaking for Johnny Londo, who's really busy today. Patty, let me ask you a question. What kind of car do you drive? Tell the truth.
I have a Yukon XL.
All right. Now, that's a fine vehicle, but you know that it's an overpriced Tahoe. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
An XL would be an overpriced Suburban.
Mm-hmm.
You do know that.
Yes.
You could have had a Suburban from Johnny Londo if you'd have the same chassis, same room, same pretty much everything except a couple of little fancy badges and stuff. So why would you have done that?
I didn't know you then.
Well, that's a good answer. I like that. I'll take that. All right. Off the hook. Now, you do know next time around, there's not a thing wrong with Yukon XL. They're fine. They are essentially Suburbans.
I had a Suburban, too.
Would you consider next time a Suburban from Londoff? Would you?
Sure. Of course.
Again, right answer. People, because I've had so many vehicles, people, it's pretty frequently they'll say, what's your favorite vehicle you've ever owned, or what's the best? You can't answer that, because a Corvette is a completely different thing than a Suburban. You can't compare the two. But here's what I tell them. I say the best value, the most vehicle for the money of anything I've ever had is a Suburban, because it's roomy, it's comfortable, it can go anywhere through anything, any kind of weather. You can put lots of people or things or both in there. If you change the oil, do basic maintenance, it'll last a long, 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 200,000, and it's nothing. So that's my answer. For the money, a Suburban. Just because of the fact that it's just a great all-around utility vehicle. And they have plenty of them at Johnny Londoff, and they have Malibus, and they have Impalas, and they have all those Chevys, just like other Chevy dealers do. So the reason you would go there over another dealer is real simple. This is a place that knows how to treat people. This is a place that doesn't just want your business. They want your brother's business, your sister, your wife, your husband, your grandparents, your kids, if they can drive, your neighbors. They want all of the business. And it's not uncommon then they get it because people leave there and they tell other people. My goodness, this is the first time I've ever shopped for a vehicle where I actually enjoyed it, where they treated me the way nobody else has treated me. That's it. It's that simple. That's the secret. Pricing, they're all competitive with pricing. Probably not a smart thing to do to go on here and say you could probably buy another vehicle for about the same price you can. But it's true, you could. And when somebody says, we'll beat anybody else's deal or give you $1,000, think about that. You know why that's never happened, why they've never given $1,000? Because if you think about it, it's a stupid offer. If you come to me and you show me a deal where you found a car that's $100 less than my price, then I make it $101 less, and I've beaten the deal. I'm not going to give you $1,000 when all I have to do is take one more dollar off. It's a ridiculous offer. Yes, yes, of course they're competitive in price. They have to be. But it's the way you're treated. Not just when you buy, after you buy. So that you'll come back again and do it again. John A. Londoff Chevrolet. This is the place, very much like the dentist I go to, for people who go, I hate going to the dentist. For all you people who hate that process of buying a vehicle, one time, include John A. Londoff. Those days will be over. John A. Londoff Chevrolet, Interstate 270 North County, the Washington Elizabeth exit, 24/7 at Londoff.com.
Make Hot Shots your home for football and enjoy tons of great specials. Before the game start each Sunday, try the all-new Hot Shots tailgate menu. $5 small pizzas, boneless wings, or mozzarella sticks, plus $1.50 Bud family bottles and $4 Smirnoff Bloody Marys. During the game, fuel up with their new STL Big Red, a bucket of Bud Selects, and two Red Hot Riblet Burgers for only $25. Also, register in-store each Sunday for your shot to win a flat screen. Hot Shots, St. Louis's home for all the games all the time.
Want to be in a new home before the holidays? McBride & Son Homes has nearly 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in during their very big fall sale. Buy a new McBride & Son home in October and you'll receive $2,000 to $10,000 in cash for use at closing. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point in every part of town. So there's no reason to wait. Save thousands on inventory homes, plus get cash for use at closing during the very big fall sale this October only. Visit McBrideHomes.com. For details.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Do you want to know how the Home Loan Expert has become number one in customer service for the entire mortgage industry? Easy. We listen to our clients and we take care of them. Years ago, when I was knocking on doors asking to do people's loans, I learned a very valuable lesson. All the big banks and mortgage companies didn't care about the clients. They just cared about closing loans. Well, that's where we're different. At the Home Loan Expert office, we give you lower rates on better loans with customer service that no one can match. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Good afternoon, everyone, from the 590 The Fan KFNS Studios. I'm Tim Woodburn. A breaking news story we want to bring to you. 27-year-old Jazz Granderson, who was a star athlete at Kirkwood High School and is an assistant football coach at DeSmet High School here in St. Louis, was found shot to death this morning near the 300 block of Hill Avenue. Granderson played his college ball at the University of Northern Iowa and also played at Lindenwood College. More details coming your way at the top of the hour. Again, 27-year-old Jazz Granderson, an assistant coach for football at DeSmet High School, was found shot to death this morning in St. Louis.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
At Hollywood Casino, luck is everywhere you look. From our hottest slots and games to our tasty dining options and live entertainment. So grab the crew and create your luck. It's the Cruise and a Fall giveaway. Fridays and Saturdays through October, earn entries for a chance to win a cruise or $30,000 cash on September 30th or a new Dodge Challenger Hellcat on October 28th. Only at Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Hey, football fans, we're almost halfway through the season. What are you waiting for?
MyBookie.ag, an industry-leading website with real Vegas odds and incredible player props, is offering a 100% bonus for the last time this year. That's right. Have you been thinking about placing a pick all season but haven't manned up yet? Well, it's time to make your move. After Sunday's kickoff, you can kiss that bonus goodbye. To top it off, this week has the most exciting baseball of the year. Don't wait. Join MyBookie today, and you can still get a 100% bonus. Act now before it's too late. Put your sports knowledge to the test and start winning big. Visit MyBookie to claim your 100% bonus. Use promo code RADIO or call 844-900-2387. That's 844-900-BETS. Or visit online today. Don't miss out on your last opportunity to collect the industry's biggest bonus. Bet with the biggest, bet with the best. Only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the Blues games this year? Well, you need to head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. During all Blues games this season, enjoy your favorite urban chestnut pints for only $2. Don't forget that the beautiful DB's ladies serve their full food menu until 2 a.m. Tuesdays through Saturdays and Sundays till 7. I recommend their Wingy Wingy or one of their signature half-pound burgers. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the St. Louis Blues.
If you want a clean, comfortable shave for less money, then the move is Harry's. I can speak firsthand to it. For decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. So Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting ripped off, started Harry's to fix shaving. And what you get with Harry's is an ergonomic handle. It's a weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and a trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. You get all that from Harry's. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of the show, go to Harry's.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's Harry's.com, code INSIDESTL.
All right, the good news for Kevin is this went much better than I expected in terms of phone calls, so my apologies. I'm going to take Steve's call, but before I take it, can I apologize to Adam that we can't get to his call?
Yes,
he's
you
been home a long time.
Can.
Hey, Adam?
Yeah?
How mad will you be if we can't get to your call? Will you never listen again?
It's all good.
Listen, look at this guy. It's all good. Adam, you can call here anytime. Thank you.
All right.
Kevin, Adam says he understands.
Adam, I'll be giving my email out at the end of the show.
There you go. That's a good idea. And you can email him. Thank you, Adam. And now we go to Steve. Steve, you're the last caller for Kevin. Say hi to Kevin.
Hey, Kevin. How you doing?
Doing good, Steve. How are you?
Hey, good. Hey, I've got a Shih Tzu at home that...
No.
Put it to sleep.
That's Wednesday. That's Dr. Doug.
Wrong segment.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I don't have a Shih Tzu. I just wanted to say that on the radio.
Are you kidding? So, you don't have a
No.
He doesn't have a dog.
Do you have a tech question? Because Adam's going to mad at you if you don't.
I do.
Okay, go ahead. Fire away.
So Friday after work, I was trying to update my computer was updating, but things were taking real long time. So I was trying to get some stuff done, and it wasn't doing anything. So I just forced it off. I held the power button down. When it booted back up, I got this message that said BitLocker encryption, and it wouldn't let me do anything. It was locked up.
Then did you force it to power off again?
Yes, and I got the same BitLocker encryption recovery thing. It needs a BitLocker code. Do you know anything about that?
I have seen it. Is this a Lenovo PC?
It's a Adele.
Adele. Like the singer?
No, not
okay.
The singer.
Oh, okay.
It's Adele.
Is there any prompts
That's
like...
That's so funny, I forgot to laugh.
Like
I'm sorry.
Is there like an F button?
I thought it was pretty good.
It was good, actually. F button.
Like on the keyboard, is there like an F5 button or anything that it tells you to press?
Oh, I've got all kinds of F buttons up there, yeah.
But on the screen, is there anything that you can see to press?
No.
I mean, it's not letting you do anything.
No, all it allows me to do is put in numbers. It doesn't let me do any letters. Just so it's looking for a long, like, 30-digit code.
Whew. This is a tough one.
That's a very tough
one. How horrible that you have to close on this call. Oh,
goodness gracious, yeah.
Sorry about that. Sorry, Adam.
Should have gone with Adam.
Probably
been easier. Could have answered Adam's question. He would have gone out ahead. What do you think?
As much as I hate to say this, you might have to contact the Dell support reps, and hopefully you can get
somebody that
speaks good English and let them know the problem, and maybe you can give them your model number and serial number of the laptop. Or if I believe it's a laptop, correct?
Laptop, yes. Correct.
And they may have that BitLocker key for you, because that's probably not going to be anywhere in the documentation from whom you purchased it from.
Okay, so you've heard of this before, though?
Yeah, I've heard of the BitLocker. Yeah. I know it's hard disk security to help protect theft and stuff like that.
Yeah, I know. Not good news.
Yeah, I don't want to lose the stuff that's on there, so I'll do something before I actually reformat the whole thing.
Yeah, that's what I would try first.
All right, appreciate it.
Steve, thank you for holding. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, this is where we say goodbye to Kevin Harvell. Kevin, you are way too relaxed and calm and stress-free.
That
bothers me a little bit. It says you're not normal, because most people would be nervous.
Well, he's a tech guy, though.
Well, I know. They're tech different.
Guys aren't normal.
He's relaxed because he knows his stuff.
Well, that's a good point. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Now, he asked if he could stay, and I told him no, and I'm in it. No, he can't stay. So don't try to steal the headphones. We've seen that before. So goodbye and thank you. No promises. We're going to try a couple of tech people, but well, I'll tell you how good a job you did later. I'll mail you some.
You know, it's nice about him being calm, though. You have people calling in that are kind of panicked a little bit about certain things.
Yeah, that's a good point. You don't need another panic guy talking to panic people, but you got calls. That's good. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if you'd get any calls.
Well, do you mind if I give listeners my email address
just
in case?
Not at all. Go right
especially
ahead.
For like Adam.
If you couldn't get through, here you go.
You could email me at contact@thetechinformist.com.
Okay, Dan, would you put that on the Facebook page? Because you know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm going to get emails. You're going to get contact@thetechinformist.com. Thetechinformist.com. All right. Thank you, Kevin.
All right.
I'm going to do some business. We'll go right to Bill Cleveland after that. That's the business of Window World. If you are living in a home and that home is, I don't know, 10-50. I don't even know. I guess it depends on what quality windows the builder put in. But after not too long a period of time, windows go bad because they weren't great windows. They were what they call builder-grade windows. That sounds like a slap at builders. It's really not. It's just that's what most windows are. They are windows that will need to be replaced. And if you feel comfortable, and who wouldn't, going with the number one replacement window in the country, the people that sell more than anybody else, that would be Window World. And that's a fact. They sell more replacement windows than anybody in the United States. For most companies, something like that takes 20... Hang on a second. Kevin, I thought we told you to leave.
Can't overstay my welcome.
I'll deal with this after I'm finished with this. Number one in sales in the country. 14 and a half years in business. Almost 50,000 homes in the St. Louis area have Window World windows. Pretty impressive. And a lifetime warranty that they couldn't have if the windows were not good windows, because you go out of business replacing windows. But they do have a lifetime warranty and a good housekeeping seal of approval. If you want to know more, and I know you know the name, and Patty just laughed while I was doing a commercial, that is not acceptable. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa.
Bill Cleveland has not been everywhere, but he's working on it. And let's see if he can do what he has to do in about 5 minutes, four and a half, maybe. Brought to you, what do you know, by Window World. As I just told you, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Window World now presents the man whose goal is to have been at some point everywhere, Bill Cleveland, everybody.
Well, hey, everybody.
Hello, Bill.
Frank, I'm fantastic. I'm down in the South. You know I love the South. Was born to be in the South. I'm in a town called Poplarville, Mississippi. Have you ever heard of it?
I never have. I've never heard of Poplarville, Mississippi, no.
And what's wrong with your voice? Well, what happened to your voice?
That's my southern accent. And I'm not familiar with that place. Tell me more.
Well, I'm actually in between stops. I've been in Lafayette, or Lafayette, as they say locally, Louisiana, and I'm getting ready to do an event tomorrow night in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. So I'm staying with some friends in Poplarville, Mississippi, which is, I don't want to say it's in the middle of nowhere, but it's country. I mean, I'm on about 40 acres right now. Got a couple of lakes looking out the window here. It's absolutely beautiful. And so one of the things that folks do here in the South, and you know this since you grew up in the South.
They drink tea. Drink ice. Oh, yes, before sir. You did. Iced tea.
You sure? Did.
Sweet tea.
Oh, yeah. It has sweet to be tea. Sweet. If you and the rest of us say sweet, unsweet, and if you say unsweetened, you a Yankee.
That's right. And so I said, you know what? Will you teach me to make real Southern sweet tea? Like, what is the difference between, because you get tea in St. Louis and it doesn't taste anything like sweet tea down here in the South.
Sugar. Lots of sugar. Real sugar.
Well, that really is not the only difference. So my hosts, Myrna and Richard, they've been in Mississippi forever, and they said they have sort of a, I wouldn't call it a recipe necessarily, but yeah, so the trick is, so you boil the water first with the tea bags in the hot water, okay. All right, and then you leave the tea bags in the water while after you remove it from the heat, and you let them steep. That's right. Steep. Yes, sir. You let them steep for about 20 to 30 minutes, and then you have your little 2-quart container there with, yes, as you mentioned, sugar. So a couple of, either maybe a cup and a half or 2 cups of sugar, depending on what you like, and then you pour the mixture together and mix it. And I'm telling you, I'm drinking a cup right now. Absolutely fantastic.
I made it in,
so that is the difference.
When I was a kid, we must have made a million gallons of it. And I'm telling you, real sugar and plenty of it is half the battle. But while it's hot, it'll dissolve, and it won't in cold beverage. So you have to make it sweet when it's hot.
Absolutely, and that is a staple down here in the South. And I think, was it Dolly Parton that called a sweet tea, the wine of the South, or something like that, in Steel Magnolias. So I'll put a recipe actually online. I know it sounds ridiculous to say, but I guarantee you folks listening right now that have had sweet tea in St. Louis, just mixing a little sugar together and whatever. If you try this, it'll change your life, I think. Whew. Maybe.
Big step. So this segment's not so much about where you go, but what you found when you got there.
Well, absolutely. I think food is a huge part of traveling. And when I talk to people that travel, you would be surprised how many people base their travels on food experiences. Now, you're not going to travel just to Mississippi to have sweet tea, but I'll try my best as we're going forward here to pick out some different food stops as well, because a lot of people do travel based strictly on food experiences in cities, which they call foodie destinations. I know you hate that word. So we'll try and do more of that. Even though I'm a skinny white guy that's not qualified to talk about food, I'll absolutely do my best. So, I have to tell you real quick, when I got down here, my very first experience into Mississippi today, or yesterday, a guy driving the wrong way on the highway with a shotgun out his window shooting birds. Welcome to Mississippi.
You bet.
Wow.
You bet.
I swear to God. All right. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Bill Cleveland, everybody. So, Larry, I have 40 seconds.
Yes, sir.
Guess who's still sitting here after he said, can I stay for the rest of the hour? We said, no, he's still sitting here. This Kevin. Mm-hmm. This Kevin guy, he's still sitting here. Dan, go get Hebe. Just get Hebe. Oh, and during the break, top of the hour, while Tim does the news, we'll have to have
him. He's like a computer virus.
Yeah, we'll just have to have him physically removed from the premises. The Playhouse is coming up. You do not want to go away. It is only about 10 seconds from now. And at the end of it, I will have a joke. It's one of the jokes on that list of the best about the Pope coming to town. So stick around. This is 590 The Fan.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Just-In-Time Jane. She's rescued you from more bad dates than you want to remember. Close-talking Clyde. Lied about his height, Larry. And lest we forget, Whispering Walt. He was probably a nice guy if you only heard a single word he said. Just-In-Time Jane is famous among friends. She deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
Make Hot Shots your home for Blues hockey all season long. Blues fans can enjoy Bud Family products and Jack Daniels on special during each game, along with Slapshot deals for Tarasenko tea, Pareko bombs, and Blues sampler appetizers. Don't forget, if the Blues score five or more, Hot Shots legendary tacos are only $1 the next day. Hot Shots is a proud partner of the St. Louis Blues and home to Blues fans for over 25 years.
Dad was a Bud Light lineman, or is a Bud Light lineman.
Yeah, he was. He was BLL.
Yeah, yes, he was.
Eddie McVay here from Maggie O'Brien's. The next time you're downtown for lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, please come see us. We are open 7 days a week and are a premier spot before and after Blues and Cards games, as well as all concerts downtown. I look forward to seeing you and truly appreciate your business. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street. Union Station is next to us.
So the Bud Light Lime, he was drinking the Bud Light Lime, and I'd wake up the next day and I'd have a contract signed for some sales deal. That's how I always got Hoosier in this.
This is Tim McKernan, and you're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, KPNT HD2, Collinsville, and Inside STL St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.